I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Former gubernatorial candidate and travel business owner Scott Milne has won a court battle in his attempt to develop a large parcel of land in Queechee on Route 4. Opponents say the mixed-use project would snarl traffic and cause sprawl, but Milne says the site is ideal for offices, stores, and homes. VPR's Charlotte Albright has more.
At the center of the 15-acre Queechee Highlands, Milne wants to develop a cluster of buildings that mimic Church Street Marketplace in Burlington. But the Two Rivers Ottauquechee Regional Commission says Milne's project violates its land use guidelines. The regional plan says that principal retail establishments must be, quote, located in town centers to minimize the blighting effects of sprawl, unquote. Milne counters that his project will not include big box stores and will be good for the local economy, creating 300 jobs.
The town of Hartford told us they wanted retail as part of this project so that it would be vibrant and it wouldn't be dependent upon, this business or that business. So that was what the town of Hartford told us they wanted.
But the District 3 Environmental Commission denied the Act 250 permit. Milne, who says regional plans should not trump town zoning, appealed. Last week he won in environmental court, which concluded that increased traffic from the project will be properly mitigated. The decision also says that Milne's development does not violate any, quote, mandatory or unambiguous provision in the 2007 regional plan. But Peter Gregory, director of the Two River Ottauquechee Commission, says the plan clearly prohibits retail uses on sites like this.
Our regional plan is quite clear that those uses must be directed to downtowns and village centers rather than sprawling along the highways or at interchanges of the interstate.
Gregory says the commission may appeal the case to the Vermont Supreme Court. Milne says that would create costly delays, but might help resolve the conflict between regional and local zoning powers. Milne is pondering a run for Patrick Leahy's Senate seat, but says he would not let this project or the larger debate about regulation create a conflict of interest.
So if we look forward, making sure that if I am a candidate next time, that this is moving forward in a way where it's not going to be a conflict of the priority of doing the people's business.
Milne says he will decide by February whether to challenge the long-serving incumbent. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.